Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call around the globe, and just coming to you live from our dining room table. I am Sister Joanna Green here with my husband, Brother Clint Green, and we're going to do our best to try to get the good news of Jesus Christ out and just hope that it helps somebody, hope that it uplifts someone. If you're discouraged tonight, there is hope in Jesus. Praise God. Tonight's subject, this is actually episode number 169. The subject tonight is yesterday, today, and forever. And of course, we know that that's the Lord. That's God. He changes not. And, you know, cultures and customs and people, we change. And but God never changes. His word stands today like it did when it was first written, when God told man to write on the scrolls. God still the same. Hebrews 13:8 is where we're coming from. And we just want to open up this in prayer. We've got many prayer requests coming in, but we will go over those momentarily, and we'll pray over those during the broadcast. We're waiting for some others to come on, and they'll turn in their prayer requests. If you want to call in and turn in a prayer request, we want you to do that by calling in at 1-646-787-8615. Again, that is 1-646-787-8615 to turn in a prayer request. Praise God. So why don't you do that now? We'll give the number out again here just in a bit. But we want you to call in and turn in prayer requests if you're under the sound of our voice through Blog Talk Radio. Now, Facebook, we have prayer requests for folks to turn in. We're teaching Brother Green how to do the broadcast, and we have an actual live caller just come in. And so I've turned on the mic, and I'm going to have that person. I've already done it right there. So just click on the microphone. And 545, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located, and then we want to open this up in prayer.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Lloyd, Betty Yearwood, down here in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glad to hear you guys, and it's good to be back on, I tell you. We almost forgot how to do it. Stay away from it so long, and God is going to help us through this, and we're just thankful for you guys, Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty. So let's open up in prayer. We haven't turned in any prayer requests yet, but we'll do so during the broadcast. But right now, we're just going to open up the broadcast in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, tonight. We ask you, God, to move, Father,
God,
help us to
remember how to do this, Lord.
We'll be listening to this broadcast, Father. Lift them up, let us, God,
dear God, encourage
someone. Lord, God, each one of us, Heavenly Father, tonight, have to speak words, Father,
that return to you, Father.
Lord, help your people, Father,
praise the Lord,
Lord, your kingdom, Father, that
Lord,
Lord, destroy the yokes of the devil, Lord, God, we bind the enemy by the Spirit of God,
Lord,
and the Word of God. We claim victory over the enemy of our souls. Father, we ask you, God, Lord, reach them, Lord, that are out there sick and afflicted, and mostly, especially those that are lost without you, Lord God. We ask you, Father, to convict their hearts. Heavenly Father, help them realize their need for Christ. Father, we just pray, God, your blessing. Father, upon this broadcast tonight, Father, upon all those that are listening in, Lord, we give you praise for what you're doing, Father. In the name of Jesus, God,
yes,
we speak, Lord God, deliver us tonight, Lord, healing and health, the Lord, and prosperity. Lord, let your truth go forward, Father, we pray throughout the land. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Father.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. again, if you want to be a part of the broadcast, we want you to call in at 1-646-787-8615 and turn in a prayer request or testimony if you have one. But we want you to be a part of this too. Again, this reaches out. It's called the Macedonian Call Around the Globe, so it goes into different countries, not just United States, but thank God it goes all through United States. But praise the Lord. So I'm going to play a song real quick, and then we're going to have Brother Yearwood to come in and obey God. The subject tonight is yesterday, today, and forever. We're going to have Rachel. Rachel, get back here. You have to remember, Mom. Mom forgot almost how to do this. But we want you to definitely say your memory verse and praise God and play us a song right here in a minute. Praise God.
Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Praise the Lord. And she's going to make her way to the piano, and I'm going to follow her over there. And she's going to sing for us. She tried to run out on me when I kind of changed up everything. I didn't mean to. But I had to catch her so she wouldn't get away.
Thank you. God. Praise the Lord. Rachel, that is beautiful.
That was really good, I tell you. Just not too long ago, in that song, she says, the words say, and when sickness comes, she would call on him. And, you know, that came to her just a little bit ago, almost 2 weeks ago. She slipped in a tub and cut her foot really, really bad. It scared her, scared us. And she ended up getting some Steri-Strip put on her foot to close up the gash that had happened. And thank the good Lord, it's healing up pretty good. But you know, when it happened, I remember the fear on her face, and we prayed and prayed that God would protect her from it getting infected. And He did just that. And you know, we'll go through things when we get saved, when we're born again. It doesn't mean that the devil's not going to try to come at us. That's exactly when he tries to come at us, is when we claim Jesus Christ and be born again through him, through Jesus. That's when he comes. But thank God, he changes not. And that's what the subject is about. And we're going to have Brother Yearwood. So good to hear him again. And just go ahead and obey the Lord, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back on here again tonight. Good that Jens are back on here, because a lot of people out there that Jens has been a ministering to has not been a hearing you. So we've been getting some requests about it. So God knows what he's doing. I've got a few scriptures here tonight. I want to try to obey God for here just a little while. Coming out of Hebrews 13 and 8, starting out, it said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. You know, I was thinking along that line there that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, I was thinking back over here in St. John, the third chapter, and verse 3. Of course, you can back up and read from 1 on down through. But verse 3, it said, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, he was talking to Nicodemus there, and he was telling Nicodemus, praise God, that he had to be born again, or he wouldn't see the kingdom of God. You know, he's the same today as he was then. He ain't never changed, and he ain't going to change. And I was thinking, you know, if Nicodemus had to be born again in order to see the kingdom of God, we're going to have to be born again. We're going to have the sins under the blood. And I praise God tonight that I can testify that I have got my sins under the blood. And I give God all the praise and all the glory because he called my name one day and I went and repented. And I was thinking too along the line, I'm just going to be highlighting a bunch of these places. Praise God. Moses there, he was in a bulrush in a basket and floating down a stream, and God let one of the ladies find him and took care of him. And, you know, praise God, and the Hebrew children, they were in the fiery furnace. He's still the same yesterday as he was then. He's still today, just like he was then. Praise God, he don't never change. The three Hebrew children, he was with them through the fiery furnace. He was with Daniel through the lion's den. Praise God, I'm telling you tonight, Jesus Christ is going to stick with us through thick and thin. If we'll just hang in there and do be obedient to him and do the works that he told us to do. He said he'd never leave us. He'll never forsake us, and he'll never forget us. I'm so thankful tonight to know, praise God, that I'm a servant someone that will never leave me. He won't never leave me out there summers and drop me off. Praise God. He's going to stand with me. Oh, praise, hallelujah. I give God all the praise because I know that he is the same. Of what he done for them, he'll do for me. All I've got to do is just trust him. All he tells us over there that whenever we get into trouble, over there in Psalms, I believe it is, he said that he would deliver us out of our problems and all of our troubles. Praise God, he is the same yesterday and today and forever. He don't ever change. If there's any changing done, it's you and I that changes. And I thank God tonight that we can know that we got someone that love us and stick closer to us than a brother. Praise God, all we got to do is call upon his name, and he's going to hear and he's going to answer. He's going to set us free and going to deliver us from all the troubles and things, all the trials that comes our way. Jesus is right there with us. He said he never, he's been through these same things that we're going through today. And the same things, hallelujah. Praise God, I'm so thankful to know that same Lord, he's still sitting tonight on the right-hand side of God, making intercession for you and I. All we've got to do is call upon his name and just believe him. I tell you, praise God, he tells us whenever we pray over there, and we whatever we got in our heart, in other words, whatever we don't doubt, whenever we ask him, he's going to give it to us. Praise God, he ain't never changed every word in this King James Version. It's been written down in blood, I believe, in heaven. It's established up there. It ain't going to never be changed. So, praise God, I'm so thankful tonight to know that we're serving someone, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, he's standing there tonight with his arms all outstretched. He's calling you to come into repentance, just like I read there in St. John there a while ago in the third chapter. Praise God, he told Nicodemus that he must be born again, hallelujah, if he wanted to see the kingdom of God. And tonight, my friend, I'm going to tell you, if you want to see the kingdom of God, you're going to have to repent of your sins, come sorrowful for the things that you've done in this walk of life, because after all, he tells us that we're going to be judged from the things that we've done in this body. We're going to give an account for everything that we've done, and the only way we're going to be able to escape it is to have our sins there in the blood and have our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if we'll do that, praise God, we'll hear him say, well done. Come on in, dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you rulers over many. Oh, praise God, I'm telling you, he's still the same. Hallelujah, he told us that the judgment must begin at the house of God. It's going to first begin with us, and we've got to go by this word, hallelujah. We're judged every day that we walk here in this earth. We're judged by this word of God, by this old-fashioned King James Version, this word, hallelujah, this 1611 authorized King James Version. Oh, praise God. I'm glad to know tonight that I'm a servant of someone that don't ever change, hallelujah. He never will be changed. Praise God. People would like to change him, but they can't change him. They're going to have to change themselves to be like him. Praise God. He said that we don't know what he is, but we know when he appears that second time that we shall all be like him. Praise God. He ain't ever going to change, my friend. Thank God tonight. We don't never get him down to our level. We're going to have to change ourselves and come up to his level if we ever want to make heaven our home. That's my goal tonight. I've got my mind made up and my eyes set on heaven. I'm looking for that street of gold one day because he told me that where I am, he said, you may be there also. That's what Jesus was saying. We can be there too, my friend. Right where he's at tonight, praise God, we can be there with him. He said he never changed, and he ain't going to change. Hallelujah. He told us in his word right here. All we've got to do is get in this word, and we know what he wants us to do. Praise God. He'll tell us if we'll get in the word of God and study and show ourselves approved of his word. Hallelujah. That we can be Christ-like. You know, he tells us there in the passages of scriptures that we shall be Christ-like. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight to know. Hallelujah. That he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. And he tells us another passage of scripture, taste and see for I'm good. Praise God. We need to taste him. Taste this word. Get this word down in our heart. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Get it down in our spirit and down in our soul. Then we'll know, praise God, that one day after a while, we're going to walk on the streets of gold if we don't ever change. God's word, he's not a God that should lie. Praise God, he's a God that whenever he spoke, it's the truth, and it's going to stand throughout eternity. We're going to be judged, as I said a while ago, by this word. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight to know beyond every shadow of a doubt that when I read his word, I know what he's saying. Hallelujah. I may not understand every word, and I don't claim to know everything, but I want to say one thing. Whatever I read in this word, I'm going to believe it, praise God, because he established it. He told Satan, it's written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of God. I believe this word right here, this King James Version, I believe it is the word of God. I believe it's established in heaven, just like he said it was going to be. And he tells us over there in the 20th chapter of Revelation that there's going to be one book open and another book open, which is the book of life, and every man's going to be judged according to what he's done in this body. Oh, praise God. I'm telling you tonight, we need to know beyond every shadow of a doubt that we've got our sins earned the blood, got our name written in the Lamb's book of life, that whenever he takes that look, he'll find our name. Praise God. He said there's a new name written in heaven. I want to know one day what it is. I want to know one day that I'm going to walk on the streets of gold. I give God all the praise and all the glory for this. And I just thank God. Brother and Sister Greenjan's come back on. I hope and pray and be able to stay on here and just touch the people that you're supposed to touch. There's many people out there that you're going to reach that I'll never reach. I give God all the praise and the glory for it. And we'll be on tomorrow night, the Lord's will, nothing don't happen, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So we'd like to invite everybody to tune in and listen. And if you want to call in and listen live on the phone, call in at, praise God. Hallelujah. My mind went blank. 310-742-1759. So God bless you, and we love you and appreciate you, sir. And turn back to you, Sister Green.
Praise God. It's a good word, Brother Yearwood. That's sounding real good. And thank God for the truth. And that's exactly what you've preached just then, is the truth. And we was wanting to know if Sister Betty had a list of prayer requests she wants to maybe turn in.
Just remember all the people on Reaching the World for Christ broadcast. And pray for me. I got to go for a stress test on November the 5th, and I got 5 other appointments to go to besides that, so just keep that in mind.
Yes, amen. Brother Yearwood, do you have any prayer requests?
Well, I've got many of them there. I just couldn't tell you all of them. I got, we got Betty's brothers, Dan and Kim. They need prayer, and Betty's needing prayer in her leg. She's got a knee that don't want to straighten out too good, and so she's in pain with it. And I've got that cellulitis again set back up my leg. I got a big old sore on it, but I'm believing God's going to be the healer. So just keep us in your prayers there. And Eloise and Margaret, remember them. They need prayer. So I guess that's all right now, Sister Joanne.
Okay. We'll sure pray about that tonight. And I've got prayer requests here from Facebook. Christina Knight says she has an unspoken prayer request. Billie Jean Neal, she's going to be traveling here soon. She wants us to pray for her safety traveling. Fanny Hensley, she says pray for her son and family. Carla Palmer says she's trying to get on the right path. Bless her heart. So we want to keep her in prayer. Chelsea Bledsoe says pray for her family. Also, Sheila Keith said midterm elections. Yes, we need to pray for that. Mary McDonald said pray for her. She wants a closer walk with God. J.C. Rupert says a very unspoken and urgent request. Bridget Gooding, she says pray for a friend that she graduated from high school with. She's been missing since last Tuesday. Found her car with her phone, her purse, and other belongings inside locked in a parking lot. Please pray she returns home to her two girls and granddaughter. And she gives her name. So we want to pray for that friend of Bridget Gooding. Also, Amber Wright says pray for her family's well as well. Cece Robertson says pray for a special family member is passing. She also has a very special urgent request. Goldie Green says pray for her husband and her sister. Pauline Hamlin says pray for her job. Tina Summers said unspoken. Teresa King says continue to pray for her granddaughter. Sharon Jones says remember her. Robert Bledsoe says lost family. And also Melanie Romero says pray for her family to have peace. Tanya Renee says she needs prayer. She lost her job today. Angela Willis says unspoken. Patty Hansen says healing for her body. Also, she would also like us to pray for salvation for her son and his girlfriend and a healing for her mother-in-law. Daisy Clapper says God knows the situation at work. Faye Harness says pray for her and her children, her kids. Judy Jones says unspoken. Pamela Hoskins says pray for salvation for her son, all her family. Sister-in-law is having surgery. Debbie Mink says pray. She really needs God's touch. I think it's Raju Hosea says pray for ministry in India. Francine Hall said she's taking chemo about 8 hours ago when she turned this prayer request in. She needs a miracle for her stomach. She has cancer in her stomach. We know her personally. Deborah Walton, she said, God has blessed me, Sister Green, beyond measure. I do have a need, my brother. I want him saved from alcohol. I, too, will pray with you on all requests. And she says, thank you and God bless. We appreciate every prayer when we turn in these prayer requests. If you're listening under the sound of our voice, whether it be archived later on or live right now, when we go to prayer and later on, if you hear this later, we want you to continue to pray for these folks in the name of Jesus. Wendy Pollard says unspoken request. Betty Malone says pray for her. She lost her great niece. Carla Suttle said pray for her and her family and friends. She also has a nephew who is 4 that she would like everyone to keep in their prayers. Jeannie Barnes Janae Barnes, she says, unspoken request. Irene Renner, she says, prayer. She wants prayer for Barry. He's having hip surgery. Also pray for Olivia, Jerry's daughter. She's been in Children's Hospital for 21 days. If everything goes okay, she may get to go home. Pray for speedy recovery for both of them. Irene Renner says pray, again, she says pray for Barry and the hip surgery on Tuesday. Rosemary Leidick says pray for her mom and dad, need a touch from God, and also lost loved ones. Charmin Evans says pray for Don Reeder, the Bragg and Warwick family, Evans, Cochran, Osborne, Smith families. Trish Spencer says pray for her, unspoken. David Cates says pray for his daughter. Barbara Gaudry says pray for her family. Vicki Carter says a very special unspoken request. And praise the Lord. Sometimes these repeat themselves because I think if Facebook does that, or it could be our internet service, but many, many, many prayer requests. And we ask that you continue to remember us in your prayer. Remember the Macedonian call in your prayer, that we try to set ourselves aside in the past. On Mondays, we used to do this on Fridays for several years. And it seems like hindrances do keep getting in the way. Sometimes it's just plain old discouragement. But, you know, we're not defeated. We're not discouraged right now. We know there's hope in Jesus, and that's what we want to share with you. If you're in a church, if you're a leader of a church, if you're anything, any position in a church, don't be discouraged. Just know that you're doing something right when the enemy is trying to fight and tear up things that you've tried to build. Lest God to build the house, it will not stand. But in a house divided, it won't stand. But so we got to lean on God and just know, hold your place, stand still, see the salvation of God, watch the people come in, praise the Lord, preach the good news of Jesus Christ to them. Just love them like Jesus would. And sometimes, Brother Green, we have to go out and get the 99, leave the 99, leave the congregation, go out after that one. If we have to go out knocking on the door, if we have to go out to, if we have to pick up the telephone and call them, and sometimes we have to leave what we're doing. We have to leave the good congregation, leave them just a moment, and go get the ones, knock on the doors, and go to the parks, and bring them in. Jesus did that. He was a good shepherd, and he went out and left the 99, and he went after that one, and he brought him back, praise God, and brought him back to the sheepfold. And, you know, that's what we got to do. Sometimes people get hurt. Sometimes accusations might get pressed against people, but, you know, there's a God out there that he's not that very far away. He's just a whisper away. All we got to do is call upon him, praise the Lord, and he will answer. And he will go after that loved one for you. He'll go with you to go get that one. And sometimes that's all it takes, is that somebody just needs to know that God loves them and that we love them. And Brother Yearwood and Sister Yearwood, they in Tennessee, you know, they're doing a work for God. And we're doing a work up here in Ohio in the physical. But, you know, we try to go on the airways and we try to reach out to the ones where we can't get to. We can't go to Pakistan. We cannot go to over to Africa. So we're trying our best to do what we can do far away. Praise the Lord. With God, you know, he told us to go and preach to the world and to the highways and byways. And you know, he didn't say just to do this to go out there. He wants us to go around in our community, those that are close by, those that are near us. Praise the Lord. Those that we have ran across in lifetime, praise the Lord. You know, I was thinking about how sometimes the Lord will separate people and they'll go their own ways, how we've met people down through our past, whether it be family, whether it be friends. that we maybe no longer talk to. And sometimes that just happens. Some people, Brother Yearwood, don't like me anymore. And not for anything. All I do is serve God. I don't do anything to... I'm not out sinning. I've not changed, but people do change. People change and they quit speaking to you, but that's okay. And they can say hurtful things and try to lash out at you, but they only let the devil get a hold of them when they do that to try to tear down. And when at one time they were in your life and they tried to help build you up, and then they're going to go and say things on Facebook to try to tear at you, only because, not that they know you, it's just what hearsay is, what other people say, and how they perceive things. And you know, God knows. God knows all about it. God knows our home is opened up to our family, that if any of them need anything, and I just feel like telling us, anybody that's ever lived in our home, that has been our family, that has left, it's not because we told them to leave. It's because they chose to leave. And I just thought I would clear that up. If anyone out there is listening, you heard my side of the story. Praise God. So just pray for us. And we're going to turn this over. Actually, let's play a song, and then we're going to have Brother Green to come in and obey God. Hallelujah. Huh? Yeah, we'll pray. Jesus. Praise God. Hold to God's unchanging hand. So we're going to stop it right there. And that's a really good song. Though earthly friends forsake you, hold to God's unchanging hand. Praise the Lord. Here's Brother Green.
Praise God. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then I'll
say what's on my mind tonight, but just take all those requests to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Father, tonight, God.
Yes,
we're asking you, God, to move for all these people, Lord Jesus,
Lord,
that are calling on your name, that are looking to you, Lord, for deliverance and help and strength and power and victory in their life, Father. Reach into the hospitals, the places where people are tonight that are, Lord, that are needing your touch, God. Let your spirit, Father, speak to their soul and heart and mind. And Lord, increase the faith, Lord, in your people, God. Help them to be able to reach out, Lord, and be able to touch the hem of your garment, Lord, to be able to touch you by faith, Lord, tonight, God. Let them believe on you, God, as the scripture has said, and Lord, to believe the word of God, and Father, write it on their hearts and minds, and help them, oh, God, tonight, pour in the oil and the wine, Lord Jesus. Lord, oh, God, come to their rescue, and deliver them, Father God, them that need deliverance, so, Lord, tonight, God, from drugs and alcohol and different things, Father. Lord, save them lost souls out there tonight, God. And Lord God, minister deliverance by your great power. Send the ministering angels of heaven, Lord, to minister, God, and to the heirs of salvation, our loved ones, Father, neighbors, relations, people out there that we've never met. Oh, Lord, touch their minds and hearts. Help them, oh, God, to humble themselves and call on Jesus, Lord. Let them look to the hills which cometh their help and know, oh, God, that Calvary covered it all, that the old rugged cross has made a difference, Lord. Oh, God, it's made the bitter water sweet, Lord. God, that cross of Calvary and Christ, our Savior, Lord, tonight, God, we plead the blood of Jesus, Father, upon all these people, circumstances, situations, Lord, in their lives. I'm praying the mercy of God to be multiplied upon them, Lord Jesus, you touch them. Oh, God, stir their hearts and minds, Lord, God, to take a hold on you, Father. Lord, break the strongholds. Tear down those strongholds in their life, Father God, addictions and things that's binding them and keeping them from coming to Christ. Father, we pray, Lord, you send your angels, Father, you warn angels to fight the battles, Lord, for your people, God, that are calling on you, Father, tonight, God, they're seeking your face, Lord. Let your will be done on earth, that heaven come down in glory. Come down, Lord God, and fill our souls and touch our loved ones and touch them in the hospitals and those that are scheduled for operations. God, we're, oh, Lord, asking you to move for them, Father God, each one, each family and the individuals, oh, God. And, oh, God, pour upon us, Lord, your spirit, Father, and touch and heal our bodies and minds and hearts, Father God. And Lord Jesus, meet the needs and the lives of the people tonight, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus, Sister Betty, dear God, Lord, touch her, Lord. Help her have a good report, Lord, on this stroke test. Lord, all these other appointments there, Lord, that she has to go to, Lord. Help her to, Lord, get a good report. Touch that knee, dear God, that needs a healing, Lord. And God, you see Brother Yearwood, his leg with cellulitis. God, we're asking that you perform a miracle on both of them, dear Lord. And God, we praise you. We thank you. We give you all the glory, Lord. And we thank you, God, for a manifestation of your healing, Lord. Touch Timothy, dear God. And Lord Jesus, God, you touch Eloise, dear Lord. And help her, God, in her body. Strengthen her, Lord. And Kim and the other brother, Lord, and Sister Betty's. And God, you know who they are and where they are, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Eva, Sister Betty's other sister, Lord, and her entire family, Lord, and every one of Brother Yearwood's family, his children, their grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, the children's spouses, dear God, in Jesus' name, touch them there, Lord, in Tennessee, God. And we thank you, Lord, for them. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch Sister Gladys, dear God,
praise
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Thank
and Brother
Jesus.
Tim Dittmer, Lord,
amen.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
Lord.
And the congregation of Brother
praise
Wayne Giffords,
God.
Dear Lord,
thank
and their
you,
church.
Thank
God, just help them,
thank
Lord,
you,
bless them, God, abundantly.
God.
Send souls in,
yes,
Lord Jesus. God, we praise you and thank
Lord.
You, Lord. In Jesus'
name. In the
name
of Jesus. Praise God. I tell you, we can't always remember all the names and everything, but, you know, God, he remembers, he knows, and he feels the hurts that people have, and, you know, he's touched with the feelings of our infirmities, and we just thank God that Jesus came down here to be a faithful high priest, and that he did the work to bring salvation for our souls and healing for our bodies, and he went back to glory, and the scripture tells us that he's seated there on the right hand of the Father, and he ever liveth to make intercession for us according to the will of God. And our scripture tonight, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's never going to change. I was thinking, you know, he came down. He was the Word of God that was made flesh. And the Bible said there in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he came down here, and he became flesh. I want to turn over there to that so that I don't mess that scripture up. Sometimes I can quote that scripture just right, but other times it seems like I kind of mess up on it a little bit. But it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Bible goes on down here and talks about how there was a man sent from God whose name was John, and he came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, the scripture says here in verse 8, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So he gave us life. Jesus gave us life. And that's what this salvation is all about, that we could have eternal life with God and live forever in eternity. I was thinking about Hebrews 13:8, and I, you know, sometimes I have given it thought, and I thought, well, you know, Jesus, he was the Son of God, and he became the Son of God when he put on flesh. He was in the beginning, he was the Word, he was with God, and he was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. So he was, he came from heaven. He came down here, and he put on that flesh, and he dwelt among us there for a short time so that he could be a faithful high priest. And while he was down here, he was still God in the flesh. The Bible said he was Emmanuel, which means God with us. So he was God, the Word, with us. He was the living Word, and he walked around, and he went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. The Bible said there in Acts chapter 10, he went about doing good, healing and delivering people. And he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father, because everything he did was to show them what the Father was all about. And the Father was all about trying to get people to have this eternal life that Jesus came to offer. Praise God. And you can have eternal life today. You know, I thought Jesus, he never changed his mind. Though he was in the flesh there for a short time on earth, he did not change. He still had an agenda. He was about the Father's business. He was going about to do what the Father told him to do. And when they questioned him Many times the religious folk of that day would question him, and they'd ask him why he's doing these different things, and he said, "My Father worketh hitherto." In other words, he's working in me. And he said, "The works that I do, I do not of myself, but the Father, he's the one doing the work." So God was in Christ, the scripture tells us, reconciling the world unto himself. He came here to save this lost world. And we know that the world was lost. The scripture teaches us, I believe it's in 2 Corinthians, about the 4th chapter, the Bible tells us that if one died for all, then all were lost. Praise God. So because they needed a Savior. There was no plan available to save a man except what God was coming up with when he sent Christ. He had already planned this before the foundation of the world, and many scriptures tell us these things. In 2 Corinthians 4:17, that's not the one I'm looking for, but well, I'll go ahead and read it. "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And so we're looking to God. We can't see God. We're looking for him. We're looking at his word, which tells us about him. And Christ came down here, and he dwelt among us. And scripture said we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. At that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He had the plan. He said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So he came down here with an agenda. It was the Father's will to build a church, and that church would be have foundations. It would have the foundation of Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, and the apostles, the 12 apostles were the foundations. And we get into Revelation, we find these things out, how that the city hath foundations. That was that city that Abraham was looking for. So God had this on his mind from the very beginning, and Christ was in the beginning, and he came down here. He said in Hebrews chapter 1, I believe it is, somewhere around there. Let me see if I can find it right here in Hebrews 1 and verse 10. It says, "And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." You know, we look in the mirror many times as we grow. We start out as babies and grow up, and then we get older, and we go through life, and we look in the mirror, and we see that we're getting older, and we see more wrinkles, we see gray hair, we see that we're changing. But you know, Christ never changes. He is never going to change. He's the giver of life, and he came down here to give life to all men, and he gave us this temporal life. But then he said, "You must be born again," like Brother Yearwood was preaching a little earlier there. And except a man is born of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And that's what the plan was all about. It was God had to have some way for people to connect. And he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And he came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he went about seeking those that were lost, like Sister Johanna was talking about a while ago. He sent his only son down here to die on that cross for you and I, that we could have this eternal life. He sent forth his spirit into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And he's given us the same spirit that's in Christ. He's given us the spirit of Christ. The Bible said, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if you're not concerned about lost souls tonight, there's a good chance that you're not saved, because once you get saved, you'll begin to look on the fields that are white to harvest, and you will get a desire in your soul to want to try to reach out to people that are lost, because you know that God has given you eternal life, and he's given it to you, and you've got it, and you know what to do to get other people saved. You've got to give them the Word of God. And Jesus is the Word of God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come. We say this all the time. No man can come unto the Father, Jesus said, but by me. These are important scriptures, like John 3:16 and different ones. You will hear ministers all over the world preach the same scriptures, because God so loved the world. He loves you. He loves me. He loves the sinner man, woman, and boy and girl. He wants souls to have this eternal life. And so he broke the bread. Praise God. Jesus broke the bread at the supper table there. And he said, take this, is my body, which is broken for you. And he said, this do ye as often as you will, and you do show my death till I come. And he said, take the cup and drink it, this cup. He said, is the New Testament in my blood? And he said, drink ye all of it. We need the Word of God, not only the living Word, but we need the written Word, so we understand the things of God. We understand what God's all about, what his desire is. And he's never changed his mind. He's never going to change his mind. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. All these things that are written in the Old Testament was bringing us up to Christ. The Bible said that it was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, so that when he came, we would accept him as the Savior of the world. He's the one that he was talking about way back in Genesis, in the beginning. In the beginning, he was trying to tell them about everlasting life. He told them, Adam, he said, the day that you eat of that forbidden tree there in the garden, the one that you're not allowed to eat of, you eat of that tree, you shall surely die. But if you don't eat of that tree of sin, if you don't eat of that tree, you can live forever. And I tell you tonight, I believe there was two trees in that garden, and Adam should have been eaten off of that tree of life instead of that tree of sin and death. And I tell you, passed upon all men, and that all are sinners tonight. And so Christ died that he might save us all and to give us that eternal life. And that's what it's all about tonight, is everlasting life, living forever, never dying. I never grow old and never be sick and tormented of the devil. Because one day the devil's going to be cast into the lake of fire. We'll have no more adversary then. We'll never be tempted to sin again, praise God, because God is going to take care of that devil one of these days. But up till then, we're going to have to keep on serving Christ. We're going to have to keep on eating that Word of God. We're going to have to keep on coming to the Lord's table and eating at the table of the Lord. We're going to have to get strength from the supper table of God. And he's in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, which are the seven churches in John's day there. And when he was on the Isle of Patmos, he saw this vision of Christ walking in the midst of them seven golden candlesticks. And he said, they are the church, praise God, that was of that day. The churches of Asia, that church is still here today. Those different situations going on. Which church will you be in? Will you be in the one
that he found no fault with. Praise God. You're going to have to be in that church if you're going to make heaven your home. Praise God. I want to stay in that church. Praise God that it's on its way to heaven. I want to lay aside every weight and the sin. And I want to make sure that my heart's right with God. Will you find you a place to pray tonight? Will you call upon him? Will you seek him while he may be found? Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. In Jesus' name, I pray the Lord bless you out there. Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Done went off the air, and that was good preaching. Thank God for Brother and Sister Yearwood and
Amen.
That word that my husband just brought forth. And, you know, we'll see you next time, next Monday. We'll get a subject going and be right here same time, 9 o'clock next Monday, right here at the Macedonian Call. And we love you guys.
Amen. We love you.
Love you too.
God bless.
Good night.
God bless.
Good night.